All right. Singing in French, which can only mean one thing. It has to have something to do with hockey. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. Justin Kaufman filling in for him because Steve is on his way to Prague, and he's on his way to Prague to watch the Hawks play in their opener against the Flyers. And NHL hockey begins this week, so that makes me a very, very happy man. especially after this Cubs season. I need my Hawks to come back. I need to see some hockey. And that'll begin. So in honor of the NHL season kicking off, we always love to have Rick Gieser in. Rick is the guy who is the man who runs Sports Songs. You can check out sportsongs.com. They also have a Facebook page and some podcasts here at WGNRadio.com. And we want to do a special hockey edition of Sports Songs. So Rick is here. Hi, Rick.
So light them up.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. There you go. How you doing?
Excellent.
Good, good, good. First of all, tell everybody about Sports Songs.
Sports Songs are any songs. You did a great job earlier. Any song performed by an athlete, coach, broadcaster, anyone involved in the world of sports, even some refs and umps have put out songs.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's interesting, you know, all the years that you've been guesting on my show and bringing in all these songs, it's always amazing to me, every time you visit, just how many sports songs there are. Because I think, you know, for years a lot of people just thought, oh, it's the Super Bowl shuffle and that's about it. But that's not the case.
No, it's not the case at all. And that is the common belief. Most people don't think there's that many of them until you remind them that the Shaquille O'Neals, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And then you start mentioning a few other things. Oh, I remember that. I remember that. But there are thousands.
Yeah,
thousands
absolutely.
And thousands.
And you're always looking for new ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So people can check out the Facebook page at Sports Songs.
They can. SportsSongs.com on Facebook.
Okay. There you go. So hockey season is beginning. And I'm very excited. I have high hopes for the Hawks this season.
We all do. That's
yeah.
This time of year.
Absolutely, I do. And I mean, I love hockey. It's my favorite. And so I always look forward to this time of year. But there's an interesting story here. Wednesday night hockey is going to be has a little agreement now, a partner agreement with Green Day, with rock band Green Day.
Well, it seems like every sport needs to find a pop star to hang out with.
I guess.
The NFL is now doing stuff with Jay-Z.
Right.
NHL goes, heck, we got to jump in on this.
And we got to get some Green Day going. So Wednesday Night Hockey is getting an assist. See how they wrote this?
Ooh.
You see how that's clever at Forbes.com they are about this? NHL Hockey is getting an assist this season from one of the biggest bands of the last 30 years. On Monday, the NHL announced that it has inked a two-year agreement with Green Day. The partnership kicks off on October 9th, a week from tonight, with the debut of a new song, Fire Ready Aim, which will be featured on NBCSN's Wednesday Night Hockey broadcasts on NHL on NBC. Green Day is the perfect fit, is the perfect band for the NHL, said NHL Chief Content Officer and Executive Vice President Steve Mayer. Their music fits so perfectly with the energy, speed, and power that we witness on the ice and each and every night. Wow. We are so excited to start this partnership with NBC Sports Open. It was so much fun to shoot, and we think our fans will love it. Fire Ready Aim and other songs from Green Day's forthcoming album Father of All, Ellipses, will also be featured in other NHL broadcasts, digital and in-arena content. In addition, the band will headline the 2020 NHL All-Star Game in St. Louis next January, ahead of the schedule of their release of Father of All in February. Fire Ready Aim will debut on Wednesday Night Hockey on October 9th, one week after the St. Louis Blues kick off their new season by raising their Stanley Cup banner to the rafters of the Enterprise Center on opening night. I didn't want to really read that sentence. St. Louis Blues raising their banner. Anyway.
They're going to play something snotty like Longview or something like some of their old songs, or just more they're more...
I think it sounds to me like they're promoting big time Father of All,
exactly.
Ellipses.
Exactly.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, so we got this. This is the song. This is ready. We have a little bit of Fire Ready Aim. This is Green Day partnering with the NHL, and this will debut next week on Wednesday Night Hockey.
Hockey on NBCSN.
Oh, wow. All right. Was that Doc? Was that Doc Emmerich there at the beginning?
I believe it may have been.
It sounded like Doc.
You know, Doc listens to my show. I don't know if you know that or not.
Rick. Hi, Doc.
He listens to my show.
He's in Czechoslovakia.
Exactly. He mentioned me on the air during an interview one time.
Really?
Yeah, do you happen to have that? He was being interviewed on the air.
So Craig Ferguson's mentioned
you.
Doc Emmerich.
Yeah, and Doc Emmerich, who, as you know, preeminent hockey, I mean, the man, the best in the business. And who was interviewing him? I can't remember who was interviewing. Was it...
It may have been Troy. I don't know.
I can't remember who he was. He is a huge WGN fan. That's what I'm
saying.
But he was being interviewed by someone here at GN, and I can't remember who it is, and I feel terrible for not knowing it. But this is the mention. I almost freaked out because my phone started to go nuts. Like, people were texting me and go, do you realize that Doc Emmerich just mentioned you? Vince Maranta was the first one to actually contact me. Because, you know, Vince is a maniac Hawks fan. And so he immediately said, Doc Emmerich just name dropped you. And I was like, what? And then I heard it and my head almost exploded. Let's hear that.
How does Nick come up with things to say at 2 o'clock in the morning?
There it is. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Yeah, because they were talking about, we know that you like WGN and that you listen all the time. And then he name dropped me. That was Doc Emmerich.
That's excellent.
Doc Emmerich said my name. Okay. So anyway, there you go. Green Day's album comes out in February. That's pretty cool that they're going to be part of the All-Star game.
I think that'll be great.
Yeah,
fans will like it. I think their music is upbeat enough. It'll work. They'll be able to cut it. So, you know, you have checks to the beat.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. I love the NHL All-Star game. I love it. I think it's a lot of fun. I like the rules that how they changed the rules up a couple of years ago. But my favorite part is the skills competition.
The skills competition
is
amazing.
It's a blast. It's a blast. Every year it's just a blast. So it's so
much
fun.
When they had the woman Olympian Kendall in last year. Amazing.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of fun. The Saturday, because the game is always on a Sunday.
Right.
But the Saturday is when they do the skills competition, and I'm just camped out in front of my TV for that whole night. So, all right. Well, there it is. Green Day is partnering up with the NHL for Wednesday Night Hockey, so you can hear some Green Day throughout the season for the next couple of years, actually. And NHL begins this week. So in honor of that, Rick is here. Where do you want to start with our hockey-themed sports songs?
Why don't we start with one of the superstars of the NHL currently? We'll go to track 7. Alexander Ovechkin, producer Tom Hush, was like, I can't wait to hear. What was this all about? Well, this came out in 2012.
Yeah.
He raps in Russian.
Yes, he does.
On a song called Champions. And it's a song by a Russian star, Sasha Belyai.
Yeah.
And this is pretty amazing stuff.
It's great, Tom. It's great. Alexander Ovechkin, here we go.
Из Вашингтона, Александр Овечкин!
Воспитанник Динамо, восьмерка на спине, в матчах всех звезд. Внимание на мне, 17 лет в сборной, 100 очков за сезон, золото в Канаде. В 2008-м, десятки лучших игроков, за 10 лет в моих руках клюшка, в моих наушниках рэп. Передаю привет прямо из Вашингтона, вместе с Саней Белым для каждого чемпиона.
Well, there it is, right there. A little bit of Alexander Ovechkin rapping.
What'd you think, Tom?
Not too bad. Yeah. Good flow, you know?
Yeah.
Feeling the beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I was at a preseason game a few years ago. I was lucky enough to sit in the the seats between the two benches.
Oh, nice.
And
it's called a penalty box.
Well, you're next to the bench. Yeah. It feels like a penalty box, but you're there. And they were playing the Caps at the time, and my friend Benji and I had the seats. The management was kind enough. They were like, "Hey, the seats are open tonight. Do you want to do it?" Those are usually the ones that are auctioned off, you know, during the regular season. And at one point, Ovechkin was standing. I was like, literally, the glass was right here next to me, and Ovechkin was standing probably 2 feet away from me with his back to me, and I couldn't see the play. You know, at the end of the ice, I was trying to watch the play at the end of the ice, and I was so tempted to like bang on the glass and go, "Hey, Ovechkin, sit down! I'm trying to watch the game."
how hard was that for you to prevent yourself since they were tickets you were kind enough to receive to go, you suck, Ovechkin.
Yeah, well, no, I like him. That's the thing. I think he's a great player.
He is a great player, but when he's against your team.
He's against my team and blocking my view. Exactly. Like, I couldn't see down the end of the ice, but I saw, like, Ovechkin's back in front of me, like, 2 feet. But he can rap. So.
He does indeed.
Okay. All right, Rick, hang on, okay?
Let's do it.
Rick Geezer is with us. We're going to break for the news when we come back. More of the hockey-themed sports songs right here on 720 WGN 312-981-7200. Everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio here, high above downtown Chicago on a Wednesday morning. Wildcard Wednesday. You mean Wildcard Wednesday? Get your requests in now. It's one artist, any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. Yesterday was the 52nd anniversary of Johnny Carson taking over for The Tonight Show, so we're going to talk all things Carson this morning. Celebrate the greatest moments, some of the audio that we'll listen to, some of the best recurring jokes and bits, and the best guests. So big fan, as you know, of Johnny Carson. You can watch the Johnny Carson shows, the Tonight shows, the classic ones, on Antenna TV on weeknights at 10, and it's just great stuff. So there you go. Know Your Onion a little bit later on as well. Rick Geezer is with us, and hockey season is kicking off, so we thought we'd have Rick in to celebrate it with some hockey sports songs. Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much. That was Frank Pelico
we
were just hearing.
The best.
The organist for the Blackhawks, formerly with the Cubs.
Yeah, with the Cubs. And
will he be coming back to the Cubs?
That's the question. That's vacant right now, so we don't know. We don't know. But no, Frank Pelico, that's the very distinctive sound.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, if you go to the UC to see a Hawks game, get there early and listen to the beautiful sounds of Frank Pelico.
Oh yeah. That came from an album from 1977 he put out called Touching.
Fantastic.
Touching the keys.
Touching the keys.
Touching our heart.
Exactly. All right. It is hockey season beginning this week, so we got more sports songs, hockey related. Where do you want to go next, Rick?
Let's go to track 368. Now, this is a song about sports, but it's not a song performed by an athlete. But I wanted to play this because the gentleman who sings this is a big hockey fan, Canadian, became a big celebrity in the United States. And then he also wrote a couple songs we'll play right after it featuring hockey players.
Right.
So this is from a gentleman going by the name AJ Thick in 1969. This is his debut single for, everyone knows, Alan Thick.
Yeah.
And it's a hockey song called The Wondrous Bobby Orr.
So this is Alan Thick.
His debut single in 1969.
Wow. Okay, here we go.
All right. Listen to the story now. Wondrous Bobby, wondrous ways. Wondrous all-star when he plays. Born to be the nation's craze. Wondrous Bobby, wondrous ways. He'll play a tune loud and long. With a stick that can do no wrong. Snare a pass, cruising by. Sip right in and let it fly. Precision plays can be found. And the praise is all around. He's got class, and he's got speed. He's got all the Bruins need. Wondrous Bobby, wondrous ways. Wondrous all-star when he plays. Listen to me, sport fans. Listen now, name the goalie, and he'll shine. With a blazer to the twine. Born for stardom, born to be great. He was born to determine the beam town fate.
Yeah. Oh, the late, great Alan Thick.
Alan Thick?
Yeah.
Sounds like he was listening to a little of the Guess Who.
It does sound like that,
doesn't
and that
it?
Would be the same time period. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I like the fuzz guitar there.
Oh, it's very hip.
Very, very cool. All right, so that's Alan Thick, and that was his debut. He was billed as AJ Thick on that?
AJ Thick at that point.
And then he would go on to, as we all know, he ended up writing a ton of songs, a ton of jingles.
theme songs. Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Growing. The one
Different Strokes.
Yes.
So, and then of course he went on to become a star in sitcoms.
Exactly.
And of course, host Thick of the Night.
Thick of the Night.
Tom, do you remember Thick of the Night?
What?
It was a late night talk show.
It was a late night talk show.
Yeah, he was competing with our good friend Johnny Carson, who we'll be discussing later. No, Thick of the Night.
Thick of the Night.
Yeah, look it up, man. Look it up.
Oh, boy.
Thick of the Night. But anyway, he ended up writing a bunch of songs, and some of which were performed by...
In 1979, so
yeah.
10 years later, he wrote a couple songs. It was a double-sided single, and it was to raise money for juvenile diabetes.
Uh-huh.
The first song we'll play is track 10.
Okay.
And it is by the legendary Phil Esposito.
Oh.
And he put out a song called The Hockey Sock Rock. And written by none other than hockey fan Alan Thicke.
This is written by Alan Thicke, The Hockey Sock Rock by the great Phil Esposito. Here we go.
Throw down your stick, take off your gloves, grab that sweater and you're ready for love. It's the hockey sock rock. Home until about midnight. Her daddy was so mad he nearly clobbered me. How was I to know he was a referee? We did the hockey sock rock. It's the hockey sock rock. What do you think? Boogie down to the rink. You gotta come and do the hockey sock rock. Everybody's dancing to the hockey rock sound. Come on, get up, break away, get down. Pull on your socks, don't need no shoes. Slip and slide away those blues. And do the hockey sock rock. It's the hockey sock rock.
Did the hockey sock rock ever catch on?
People added it here or there. It was never that popular.
It wasn't like the twist or anything?
No, not at all. But on that same single, on the flip side, was another song by another Hall of Famer.
Which, by the way, you are holding in your hand.
I'm holding the 45.
You actually have the 45 with the picture sleeve and everything, and it's fantastic. All right, what's on the flip side again?
It is by Marcel Dionne and the Pucktones, and it's a song called Please Forgive My Misconduct Last Night.
Oh my, I totally
that's track 11.
No, it is. I totally forgot about this one. Please forgive my misconduct.
Hashtag me too.
Oh my God. All right, here we go.
Blew the whistle, you didn't think twice. You threw me out, you're cold as ice. You gotta believe me, I was out of control. I'll never break the rules again, cause you're my only goal.
Got me for holding. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, man. What was Alan Thicke thinking?
He was thinking somebody's paying me to write a hockey song.
Jeez.
Let's see how corny we can get.
I love the fact that the word misconduct is in there because it's such a frequently used term in hockey, and then suddenly it's part of a song.
Right. Well, a lot of people throughout the 70s, they were creating songs that... They used hockey terms, but then they also were kind of referring to love and all that. And why don't we, do we have time for one right here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't we go to track 9 then? In 1975, Dave Schultz, the legendary enforcer the Broad Street Bullies, they won the championships, of course, the Stanley Cup in 74 and 75. He put out a song called The Penalty Box.
Right.
So why don't we see how that relates to love?
Here we go.
Liars, penalty. Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box? Baby, I'm wrong, but it's lonely in the penalty box. I know I broke the rules, but rules are broken by fools. Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box? Love is like an ice hockey game. Sometimes it can be rough. Girl, you got me so all aflame. I never, never get enough. Got me charging and cooking, holding and hooking. And then you blow the whistle on me. When you gonna let me go free? Don't you know how slow go the penalty clocks with their tickety-tocks in the penalty box? I know I made you mad.
Yeah, you did. That's why you're in the penalty box. Dave Schultz, good Lord. Wow. All right. That's good. That's good. That's glad I've heard that one before. And these are pretty much all new to Tom, by the way. The way he's reacting.
You've opened my eyes to a whole new world of sports theme songs. And I think I might start using that penalty box thing at home. You know, that's it. 2 minutes in the penalty box.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's do one more before we break.
Okay. Well, why don't we play the flip side to Dave Schultz? It's on track 370. On the flip side of that 45, he put out a song that it's vastly different sounding. It's called Your Way's Right for You. And let's see what people think about this. We've never played this before.
Oh, this
I decided to add this. A penalty box is so classic. But
yeah.
I thought, let's go to the other side and see what people think of that.
Once again,
Your Way's Right for You.
By enforcer Dave Schultz. Here we go.
Particularly terrible. It's not even fun.
It is just kind of really terrible. But I guess they were shooting for, what year was this?
75.
That makes total sense. Because they were shooting for sort of the R&B sound of that mid-70s
period.
Right,
right.
They were
again,
shooting for the Fly Jams.
Philadelphia,
yeah. That's right. Yeah, okay, there you go. That was really bad.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Dave Schultz trying his hand at Philadelphia soul and not working out real well. All right. We're going to take a break. Rick, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Rick Geezer is with us. Hockey season starts this week, and as a result, we are doing a special hockey-themed sports song edition, and we'll get back to it after this on 720 WGN. More of the fantastic sounds of the great Frank Pelico.
Frank Pelico from 1977's Touching.
There it is. You can hear him play at the UC for every Hawks game. How's it going, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline Studio here until 5. It's Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday. You may Wildcard Wednesday. Get to that a little bit later on. We're going to pay tribute to the great Johnny Carson. Yesterday was the 52nd anniversary of him taking over for The Tonight Show and having a spectacular, as we know, brilliant run. So we're going to do a lot of Johnny Carson stuff this morning, and we want to hear from you. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right here on WGN. That was Frank Pellico. Again, we are also doing right now, Rick Geezer is with us because the NHL kicks off this week, and we thought we would do a hockey version of sports songs. Now, you were telling me off the air, and you showed me a black and white picture. Maybe we can take a picture of that and have that for our page or for the podcast page. This is a fantastic picture of the great one, Wayne Gretzky. He looks like he's about 16 there.
He was very young. It was from the 70s.
Yeah.
He was appearing on a CBC program, The Paul Anka Show.
Right.
And on that show, he sang a song called, it was a parody, a hockey parody to the song
Devil Went Out of Georgia.
Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Okay, that's what he did at Paul Anka.
He did on The Paul Anka Show.
Okay.
I've been looking for that video.
So it's Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Hockey Players.
Exactly.
All right. So and it's Wayne Gretzky singing it. That's the Paul Anka Show on the CBC. If anybody has a line on that,
contact me or contact the show here. Yeah. Contact Tom or Nick.
Yeah, at 312-981-7200. This is Wayne Gretzky, and this was in the 70s.
This is in the 70s. At the same time, he also appeared on, we talked about Alan Thicke earlier.
Yeah.
Alan Thicke had a CBC program,
mm-hmm.
and he did a parody to The Devil Went Down to Georgia, The Devil Went Down to the NHL.
Yeah.
And on the Alan Thicke Show. So I'd love to find that video as well.
Okay, so those are we're putting the APB out on that. The Devil Went Down to Be a Hockey Player, or Mama, Don't Let Your Kids Grow Up to Be Hockey Players. Paul Anka Show, Alan Thicke Show, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, with a fantastic suit on. And he does appear to be singing in this black and white photo with his very 70s feathered, parted down the middle hair, which is pretty spectacular. All right, well,
see what we can do.
See if we can find it anywhere. He's been looking all over the place for it and can't find it. So there we go. Okay, where do you want to go next for our next tune?
Why don't we go to track 383? And this, I love this. It was a whole album by the legendary Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur. He put out an instructional album, hockey instruction in French to a disco beat. At the beginning of the show, we played a song from that, or a portion of a song from that.
Did you say, I'm sorry, what number did you say?
383.
383.
Yeah, okay. And we're going to play two songs, 383, then 384, because then after the success in Canada, he put out an English language version as well.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to hear the same song twice, but in French and in English. Do we have the time for
that?
We
do, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why don't we listen to the French version? This is, I don't speak French, but it translates to scoring.
Scoring. So, Guy Lafleur.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Français, il faut que tu saches quand t'en servir. Il est important de toujours te fixer une cible quand tu pratiques tes lancers. C'est en fermant ou en ouvrant ta palette que tu peux vraiment contrôler tes lancers. Pour viser bas, baisse ta palette. Et pour lancer haut, remonte-la. N'oublie pas que tes lancers du revers sont toujours plus difficiles à cause de la courbure du bâton. Tu attaques le gardien de but, tu ne dois jamais garder la rondelle devant toi parce qu'il sait que tu ne peux pas lancer dans cette position-là. D'un coup d'œil, il anticipe ta manœuvre, soit de feindre de lancer, soit de faire une passe, puis il recule. Il ne faut jamais que tu lui laisses savoir ce que tu vas faire. C'est déjà assez difficile de compter un but sans céder un avantage supplémentaire au gardien. Donc, pousse toujours la rondelle à côté de toi.
Right.
Il ne pourra pas deviner ton intention.
So this is just him telling you how to how to play hockey.
Exactly. Well, you wouldn't know that unless you speak French, but why don't we check out the English language version at 384 and find out what he has to say. Maybe we'll even find out what the background singers have to
say. Yeah, let's find out. Guy Lafleur, now this is in English.
Once you have mastered a good shot, you must learn when to use it. It's important when you practice your shots to always shoot towards the target. Control of any shot comes from a close or open blade. To keep the shot low, close the blade. And to shoot it high, all you have to do is open the blade. Remember that backhand shots are more difficult because of the curved stick. When attacking a goaltender, never carry the puck in front of you because he knows you cannot shoot from that position. The goalie takes one look. He reads deke or pass, and he backs up. Don't tell him what you're gonna do. Don't give him the additional advantage. Scoring goals is tough enough without giving the goalie the edge. Carry the puck beside you. Now you have him guessing. Then, if the goalie backs up to the crease, shoot. If he stays out, deke. The attacker always has to react to the goalie's position.
That's pretty fantastic.
This is why freedom of...
That's pretty fantastic. Just the idea of just having, you know, you know what? Let's have him give advice, but have a disco background.
Well, I brought the LP with the with the French version, and it comes with a booklet.
Right.
And it has...
It's a booklet. It shows you plays and all that stuff. I've seen... This is classic stuff. I've seen this one. You brought this down before. We've actually taken a picture with that. With that one. But yeah, that's pretty great. I like it. Yes, you can do it. You know you can do it. Deek, 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 deek. Wow. That's pretty special, man. All right. That's Guy Lafleur. And again, if anybody has a lead on those two appearances on CBC TV, Paul Anka Show and the Alan Thicke Show with Wayne Gretzky singing Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Hockey Players and the Devil Went Down to the NHL. If you got any leads on them at all, contact us or contact Rick, and you can text us or whatever at 312-981-7200. Rick, hang on, okay?
Certainly.
Yes, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got more hockey sports songs. And again, if you've got a lead on that fantastic song, those two fantastic songs. And again, this picture of Wayne Gretzky, you're going to want to check it out. We'll post it when the podcasts are posted. We'll make sure we post the picture of Wayne Gretzky belting out what seems to be a very fantastic tune. So, all right. So we'll take a break. We come back. The news is after this, and then we'll come back with more sports songs right here on 720 WGN. And the news is just coming up. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. We're live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5. It is Wednesday. That means Wild Card Wednesday. You mean Wild Card Wednesday? Get your requests in now. That's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Yesterday marked the 52nd anniversary of Johnny Carson taking over for The Tonight Show, so we are going to celebrate that and talk about Johnny Carson. Play some great audio, talk about his best guests, his best bits, the most memorable moments, the great Johnny Carson. And again, you can check out Johnny Carson's show on Antenna TV every weeknight at 10 p.m., and I highly recommend you do that. Know Your Onion coming up. This is when Tom is your host. It happens after the 4:30 news, and we'll get two contestants in, two first two callers. They'll each play their own round separately, and Tom will read you a news headline, and you have to guess whether or not that's a real headline or an Onion headline. Because the news is so crazy, sometimes it's hard to see whether it's a real headline or an Onion headline. So that's all coming up. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, Wildcard Wednesday requests, and more. Right now, though, we are back. Hockey season begins this week, and so in honor of that, we're having another visit with our good friend Rick Geezer, who is the man who has all the sports songs, and we're doing hockey-themed sports songs right here, and here is Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hi, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Who were we listening to on the way back from
that
the news?
That was the legendary Al Malgard, yeah. Organist for the Chicago Stadium.
Yeah.
And that was from an album called Al Malgard at the Chicago Stadium Organ, part of the High Fidelity Sound Series from 1958.
Some beautiful pictures there, too, of that organ, the legendary organ. That's a great-looking album. Now, where do you get some of these things? Talk a little bit about that. I know you like garage sales online, stuff like that.
This one, I've had for a while. I got that from an online auction, but I paid pretty good price for it.
Yeah.
But then about 2 weeks ago, I went to a local library sale, and they were getting rid of a lot of records, and I was able to pick it up again for $1.
Oh.
In really good condition, in equally good condition.
Than the one that you already had.
And I also picked up a beautiful album of Franklin McCormick.
Oh.
The legendary WGN host.
Yeah.
And the Meisterbrow showcase or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Doing his recitations.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. But you're always looking.
Always looking.
And because you've been doing this for longer before social media and the internet was as crazy and ubiquitous as it is now. So now it must be a little bit easier for you to find stuff.
It is, but then also people are always looking for the odd things. Sometimes you get priced out of things just because it's
right
because there is an oddity quotient to
right.
it.
Right. So. All right. Hockey, sports songs. Where do you want to go next?
Okay. Why don't we go to track 18? We're going to play. Play another song by him probably later today, and if you listen at Christmas time, we'll definitely play the song on our Christmas appearance.
That's right.
This is Johnny Bower,
yes,
the Hall of Fame goalie for the Maple Leafs, and in 1965 he put out a 45 on Capitol Records in Canada. The A side is the legendary song "Honky the Christmas Goose,"
which I believe Tom is not familiar with.
You're not familiar with
Honky.
No.
Well, we'll play a little later. We'll play a portion of that.
We're going to play a little bit of it later on, but when Rick comes back for the Christmas version of sports songs, we end that show with Honky the Christmas Goose. It's a Christmas tradition.
The full version.
The full,
so everyone
the full
can hear.
Song, everything. It's one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. And we'll hear a little bit of it tonight.
We'll hear a little
this
bit.
Morning, but the whole thing. I mean, it's a tradition on our show for many years.
Probably about 10 years
easily, where we listen to Honky the Christmas Goose to get everybody in the Christmas spirit. It's not Christmas until Honky the Christmas Goose is played.
Exactly.
But now Johnny Bower. Anyway, he had a B-side, right?
Flip side of that was a song called "The Banjo Mule."
Okay.
So why don't we hear what the Banjo Mule is all about?
All right. This is Johnny Bower. Here we go.
Once I had a musical mule, he never worked a lick. But when he heard a banjo, he would raise his legs and kick. He'd kick to the left and then to the right, and then, by Jove, I swear, he'd sit down on his tail and kick straight up into the air.
Oh, now, mule, oh, mule, oh, now, mule, banjo, mule. Oh, slow down, oh, down, low down, mule, I'd say.
When that old mule began to kick, I'd put away my banjo pick.
Hold down, hold down, low down, mule, I'd say. He paid me no attention, so I got myself a stick. But I just couldn't beat that mule, so I just let him kick. He kicked the tails off 4 or 5 wheels, he broke an elephant's back. He stopped the Jesse Choo-choo train, he kicked it off the track.
One day I played my banjo and I didn't say a word. I never saw that mule again, but this is what I heard. He met a she-mule in Detroit, they honeymooned in Maine. He got a job in Santa Fe, he pulls a famous train.
Mule train, mule train.
Oh man, I love Johnny Bower, man. And, you know, you tell the story about how he got roped into doing these songs. It was a story behind it where they approached him and he was like...
Well, the producers and writers came into the locker room one day. And he just happened to be the last one standing, and he got roped into doing it. And I before he passed a couple of years ago, I had a correspondence with him.
Yeah.
And I would ask him if he had ever done any additional. Would he ever do any additional? And he said, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I'm telling you, though, Honky, why don't we play it now?
You want to play Honky
now? Let's play a little bit of Honky now, and you get to hear the whole thing. In December when Rick comes back for the Christmas
show. It's track 369.
Okay.
And we'll hear what this is all about. And again, they're story songs like that, and they were of the vein of a Rudolph and all that type of stuff. A Dominic, the mule and all that, the other songs people know.
But this is we're not going to hear the whole thing, which is unfortunate. But Tom, here's a little taste of one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. This is Johnny Bauer's Honky the Christmas Goose. And again, you'll hear the whole thing. When Rick comes back in December.
Honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use till he learned how to blow his nose, honk the way a goose nose blows. After that, and just for fun, it was a simple matter. He would blow his honky horn to see the people scatter. Cars and planes and trucks and trains would get out of his way. And when they heard that honky horn, this is what they'd say.
Oh, honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use.
One of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. Tom, that's a little bit of Honky the Christmas Goose.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's great.
But, you know, I'm a sucker for Dominic the Donkey when it comes to animal-based Christmas songs, but that's pretty good.
It's Honky. It's Honky the Christmas Goose.
I don't think he's buying into it.
No.
Maybe I got to hear the whole thing.
You got to hear, you know, it's magic. It's a magical song.
It is truly a magical song.
Seriously, I'm not being you know, ironic about this at all. I love Honky the Christmas Goose.
I am completely with you. Yeah. It's my favorite Christmas song. I play it repeatedly.
I love it, man. I think it's awesome. And I just love the fact that it's Johnny Bauer.
The Iron Curtain, the Hall of Fame goalie.
Fantastic. All right. More hockey. Related songs here for the sports songs. What do we got next?
Okay, why don't we play a song? It is going to be track 378. And we've played Don Cherry before. Don Cherry, for people who don't know, legendary CBC broadcaster, Hockey Night in Canada. The guy is a legend in Canada.
Yeah.
He coached in the NHL. He played in the minors. And he is so outspoken. In 1990, he put out a video, and on it was a rap called the Grape Jam Rap. And you're going to hear a little bit about what he thinks of some of the then players and some of the foreign players.
Right. Oh, Don Cherry. All right, here we go.
He's a man behind the mic, and he loves a good fight. Got his own set of words, and they come out just right. He's a hockey man, seen coast to coast. And if you don't go in corners, he hates you the most. Grapes! I'll tell you something right now. Grape Jam! I played the minor leagues. I coached the Boston Bruins. If you're asking me, I think the game's in ruins. Guys don't fight. They don't fact check. It's like watching the Nordiques out there in Quebec. Grapes! Now, let me tell you something right now, because, Grape Jam! He's got a 6-inch collar, he's no Kareem Buff. Likes to shout and holler when he sees rough stuff. Some say he's nasty, say he shouldn't be hurt. When it comes to hockey, he gets the last word. Grapes! I'm gonna tell you something, and it's a God's honest truth. Grape Jam! I'll tell you something else. Visors, no good. Don't like them. Grapes! Von Helleman, worst ref I've ever seen. Grape Jam!
Europe, it's a nice place to visit, but just stop sending us hockey players, all right?
Great!
That's Joey Koser. He'll drop him with just about anyone.
Great jam!
Only guys who don't like fighting are you press types. I'll tell you that right now.
Great!
Yeah. Don Cherry, man.
Now, that's a song. That's a track right there.
Oh, man. He's a legend, Don Cherry, man.
He is. He is. And he still dresses the way with the high collars, the fancy, you know, crazy color suits.
People aren't familiar with Don Cherry. Google. That's all I'm saying. The guy's a legend.
If you're hockey fans, you know.
Yeah, you know him if you're a hockey fan. No question about it. All right, hang on, okay?
All right.
Rick Geeser is with us. We got to take a break here. And again, if you got a lead on any of those two performances, those TV appearances by a young Wayne Gretzky singing songs on the Paul Anka Show and the Alan Thicke Show from the CBC, give us a line on that. Either contact Rick or you can text us at 312-981-7200. All right, more hockey sports songs after this. And welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Skyline Studio here on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests and we'll play them later. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. My guest right now is our good friend Rick Geeser, who is the guy who runs sports songs. He collects them, he plays them, he loves them. And because hockey is kicking off this week, we decided we'd do a hockey edition of sports songs. And again, that was Al Melgard.
Yeah, the legendary organist for the Blackhawks, or for the Chicago Stadium.
The old Chicago Stadium. My mom was talking. I was talking with my folks. You know, we were talking about obviously the hockey season kicking off and stuff. And you know, my parents have been hockey fans for as far back as I can remember. So obviously, you know, the apple doesn't fall far
right.
from the tree for me because they, you know, they brought me up as a maniac hockey fan. And my mom was talking about how years and years ago they would go to the old stadium to games and they would dress up, like people would dress up. And my mom would wear heels and stuff. But, you know, their seats were in the nosebleeds. And there was no escalator in the old stadium. There was no elevator in the old stadium. You clomped up those stairs, man. And my mom said that it was a nightmare going all the way up, because they would always get the nosebleed seats up where the smoke all gathered, where the cigarette smoke would just gather and stay up.
Tony Esposito once told me he'd be, and remember how the balconies would be basically just over, almost over the playing field.
Yeah.
He would, or over the ice, he said he would look up sometimes and not be able to see people because of so much smoke in the arena.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was, there were times when, and this is not a joke. I mean, it was like there was a fog machine that would be on, people just puffing away. I know it's hard to fathom now. Like if you go into indoor stadiums or anything or anywhere indoors, nobody smokes. But the Chicago Stadium was just the madhouse on Madison, man, was a special place to see a hockey game. I mean, the UC is the best place to see a hockey game in anywhere in the NHL. But there was nothing like the Chicago Stadium. The
place
old stadium
roared.
It was unbelievable. You could like the place would rattle, and especially
and
up
the organ playing, and it was just so loud.
It was fantastic. It was so special. I'm glad to have spent, you know, my childhood basically watching hockey games at that place. It was really, and going to concerts too.
Oh yeah,
Kiss, Zeppelin, all of those tall, exactly. All of those. That place was amazing. The Chicago Stadium was absolutely one of my favorite places ever. And I love the United Center too. They did a great job with it. And we just celebrated an anniversary at the United Center, didn't we? Wasn't it like 20?
Could be.
25 years ago. I think it was like 25.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was early 90s.
Yeah,
yeah. So. Okay. All right. Well, we're back and more hockey songs to play. What do we got?
Why don't we go to track 122? This is from 1992, 1993, Buffalo Sabres. They put out a benefit cassette, a single. and they put on two songs. And this is a song called We Are the Buffalo Sabres. You're going to listen to it, and you'll know exactly the parody they're doing. It's really obvious.
Okay.
On this song, Hall of Famers Pat LaFontaine, former Miracle on Ice player Mike Ramsey, former Blackhawk Wayne Pressly, and a whole lot more. This was released in 93, but it's members of the 92 and 93 team.
Okay, so this is the Sabres. Here we go.
In the heart of the Sabre fans,
Buffalo Sabres.
For Buffalo we will defend,
fighting for the face-off,
fighting in the playoffs,
fighting for survival,
fighting with the rivals.
Randy Wood and Sweeney, Mike Ramsey and Alex Mogilney, got Rob Ray and Bradley May, Ken Sutton, Thomas and Presley.
Buffalo Sabres.
Budget to Howard Chuck.
Buffalo Sabres.
And a two Andrew Chuck.
Sharp as a razor.
Gunning for the Stanley Cup.
Tougher and we're braver.
Right.
Never gonna give it up.
Well, that's the most un-reggae group of guys you could possibly imagine.
Bob Marley was a big hockey fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow.
Well, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Why don't we listen to the other song on this single, this cassette, and it is track 156, and it is a song called Burning Down the Ice. I wonder what they're going to be singing to.
Oh, watch out! The Sabres coming at ya! That's right! The Sabres score a shutout! They're faster! My red Corvette burning down the ice. Rob Ray, the man's a psycho killer. Brad May, he's checking in the corners. LaFontaine's got a breakaway burning down the ice. The other team, they've got respect for Fuhrer and Hatchett in the nets.
Tom is just shaking his head.
Sometimes you wonder. Sometimes you wonder. Now, this was a benefit CD. It benefited local charities in the Buffalo area.
But that's also another thing we should talk about a little bit here, is that a lot of these things were done as one-offs. Many of them were done for charity.
And, exactly. And like we played the songs that Alan Thicke wrote by Phil Esposito and Marcel Dion. Those were to benefit local juvenile diabetes associations.
Right, so, right. So it's all for a good cause. Yeah. Now, it doesn't necessarily make the songs better.
No.
But it's all, you know, when you think about it, it's like, you know what, that's cool that they did that. And again, a lot of the stuff that you just talked about that we played existed long before the Super Bowl Shuffle.
That's true.
But the Super Bowl Shuffle became so incredibly popular, you know, worldwide, that it just was like, oh, this is a thing to do. And then we've talked about this a million times. After the Super Bowl Shuffle, everybody was doing
it. We played a bunch of songs by different teams, and it was because they were so successful, lots of teams did it, but the Bears were copying others. Like the 49ers had done it previously.
Right.
San Diego Chargers had done it. A lot of other teams had done it previous.
Yeah, but it's true. It's also, we have to say this, the 85 Bears captured the imagination of everybody. It wasn't just Chicago.
It wasn't. They were a very charismatic bunch. They were a terrifically talented team.
Yeah. And still to this day, the 85 Bears. You know, people not just from Chicago talk about them, but all over the place. And any football fan from any city will talk about the 85 Bears as being one of the greatest teams
of all time. Well, if you're ever going to talk about the greatest defense, you know, you could argue they're not the greatest, but they're definitely within the first, you know, one or two ever.
Oh, yeah, every city except Miami would say that. Miami would say that to jerks.
Yes.
So,
and the 85 Bears hate them as just
yes,
as much.
They do. All right, Rick, hang on. Hockey, not football. Hockey is the theme for this visit for Sports Songs, and we're going to continue doing it right after we break for the news, which is up after this. Jaunty version of The Godfather. man, the great Frank Pellico. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's everybody doing? It's Wednesday morning, Wild Card Wednesday. Give me a Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. Get your requests in now, and we'll get them on the air for you. That was Frank Pellico.
Again, from the 1977 album, Touching.
Touching. There you go. That is Rick Geezer. Rick Geezer is the guy who has all the sports songs and visits with us. And you can go to sportsongs.com. You can go to sportsongs.com on Facebook. And if anybody has any leads on the Wayne Gretzky appearances from the 70s with Alan Thicke and Paul Anka on the CBC, please send us all the information that you have.
Or any other songs.
Yeah, that's true. He's always looking for other songs, too. And if that is, and as long as they are sports-related. And these particular songs this morning, on this edition of Sports Songs, are hockey-related because hockey season begins this week. And I couldn't be happier about it. And let's get back to it. What do you want to go next?
Let's go to 365. In 2014, the Olympics were in Russia. The Winter Olympics were in Sochi, Russia. And the Russian hockey team put together a song for the Olympics. And it featured a lot of current stars of the NHL and some of their legendary players as well. You're going to hear the song. You're not going to understand a word, but I hope you agree with me that it's awesome.
All right. So this is the 2014 Russian hockey team. Right. Here we go.
Again, it's track 365. It's the 2014 Russian hockey team. Now, they're, you know, Alexander Ovechkin's part of it and a whole lot of other players.
Порой на свете чудеса вышло будто шутки ради, что лучшая игра для наших мужиков случайно родилась в Канаде. К ледовому побоищу мы все имели ту еще страсть, очень древнюю страсть.
Шайбу,
победа за нами.
Rocking out.
They did, but what are they singing? Are they laying out, taking over our elections?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it rocks. Yeah, there it is.
I think that's a great song. I love that song.
Very cool. The Russian hockey team, the Olympic hockey team from 2014. Okay, more hockey sports songs. What do we got next?
Why don't we go to track 381, and this is by Theo Fleury, a legendary player who ended his career with the Chicago Blackhawks. He became well known after his career for his frank discussion about being abused by his coach, sexually abused by his coach. And this is a song called Walk with Thousands. This was the theme song for the Victor Walk in 2012 in Canada. It's a march against childhood sexual abuse. And he then went on to record an album and a number of other songs. But this is a song I think people might really enjoy. It's kind of powerful.
Okay, there he is, Theo Fleury.
Everybody's got their circumstance. They hold it tightly in between their hands. Hope and healing too. Everybody's got a second chance. Redo the first one with a better plan. It'll all depend on you. Let's stick our necks out. Let's make a lot of noise. Let them hear us shout so that they can't avoid. Let them understand. All we wanna do is let the daylight in. So let the daylight in. Cause we're ready. Let's not look behind. This is meant to be the performance of our lives. And if we stand as one, walk with thousands.
It's really good.
It is. And we've played some of his other songs before, and they're decent, you know, country pop music.
Yeah.
And that was for a good cause.
Yeah, and it's a great message, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay. What do we got? Where are we going next?
Let's go to 377. This is a current player. He plays for the New York Rangers. You tell me if I'm pronouncing his name right, Nick. Micah Zibanejad. Did I say it right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the alternate one of the alternate captains for the New York Rangers. He's from Sweden, but his family is from Iran. And besides playing hockey, he is also a DJ and a producer. And this is a song he wrote and performed on in 2018 called Can't Go Back Home.
Here we go. Good.
It is. We played last time we played another song by him called Forever.
Yeah. This is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell me how to beat a power play.
Wow.
He does not. It needs to become more instructional.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's like contemporary and you could play that anywhere.
You could definitely.
Wow. All right. Okay, what do we got next?
Let's go to 376. This is Henrik Lundqvist.
Oh, yeah.
And this is from 2013 from The Fallon Show. And this is just a short thing that he appeared on the show right after the labor dispute. And they were announcing that hockey was back and it would be on NBC. But he plays a sweet child of mine.
Hey, by the way, who won the cup that year?
Who won the cup that year?
Oh, exactly. I don't know. Who won the cup that year?
Exactly, on the shortened season.
Yes. 12 seconds, baby.
Yes.
All right. What do we got?
Well, 376. Here we go. Let's hear Henrik Lundqvist, play Sweet Child of Mine with the Roots.
Here we go.
Thank you, the NHL, for ending your lockout.
Oh, he's doing a thank you note. Okay.
And thank you, New York Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist, for celebrating by coming on our show and playing Sweet Child of Mine on the guitar.
David Duchovny was the guest. Wow. All right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can go online and you see him playing that song at different charity events. And
yeah. Is that the only song he knows?
It could be. He did a good job.
He did a great job.
He pops up at a lot of charity events with Ryan Miller. He did a few things with John McEnroe.
Sure.
It always seems to be come back down to Sweet Child of Mine.
There you go. All right. Very cool. Very cool. By the way, who won the cup that season? 2013?
I don't know, Tom.
I can't remember. Tom, do you remember who won the cup in 2013? I have a hard time remembering.
We're going to have to Google that.
Yeah, we will. The Hawks won the cup, damn it.
Oh, yes.
All right. What's next?
Okay. Let's go to track 14. This is a song. Nobody's going to remember this guy. It's a guy named Jim Schoenfeld. He put out an album in 1972. He played with the Buffalo Sabres. He's still involved in the game. He's the assistant general manager for the New York Rangers. And
a lot of Rangers stuff in this segment.
Yeah, yeah. But he put out this album in 72 called Shoney, and then in 74 he put out an album of originals called The Key Is Love. But this is an original song written by a guy named John Valby. Comedy fans know who he is because he was Dr. Dirty. Mm. So he toured at comedy clubs all around. But this is a song called Barbecue in Heaven, and it's just a silly song, and I always seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, no, this is a good one. All right, here we go.
There'll be barbecue in heaven when I get there. I'm getting hungry just waiting to go. There'll be barbecue in heaven when I get there. I hope I get to go. Life's long, work's hard, kids raise and feed. And every day I gladly pray for Judgment Day. There'll be a cloud in the sky and angels say, howdy, son, come on in, stick it.
Dr. Dirty is on the
piano. Dr. Dirty's on the piano. That's Dr.
Valby.
Dirty.
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's on the piano.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did the singing, played some guitar as well.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Well, there you go. Shoney, everybody.
Shoney.
From his album, Shoney.
Like the restaurant.
Man, does anybody remember Shoney's?
The big boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. All right, Rick, hang on.
Okay.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap everything up with Rick Geezer from Sports Songs. Check out sportssongs.com. He's got podcasts over at WGNradio.com, and they're at sportssongs.com on Facebook, too. So we'll come back. More hockey sports songs right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on your overnight radio. We're in the Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Wildcard Wednesday is coming up.
We have your Wildcard Wednesday.
Any song, any artist, anything, 312-981-7200. Yesterday marked the 52nd anniversary of Johnny Carson taking over The Tonight Show. So we're going to talk about Johnny, talk about the best guests, the greatest bits, the most memorable moments. We'll play some, play back some audio and take your phone calls and talk about the memories. And, of course, you can always watch the Johnny Carson Show on Antenna TV every weekday, every weeknight, I should say, at 10 p.m. And it's always great. But we wanted to mark that anniversary. So we're going to talk Johnny. We want to hear from you guys. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right. Welcome back, Rick.
Hello.
All right, Rick Geezer is here, and we are doing a hockey-themed sports songs. Where do you want to go next?
Why don't we go to track 155? We were talking earlier about the Super Bowl Shuffle and how it influenced a lot of team videos and songs, and this is one of them. In 1986-1987, Calgary Flames put out a video called "Can't Touch a Flame When It's Red Hot," and this includes Hall of Famers Brett Hull, Lanny McDonald, and a whole lot of others. The video is incredible. You got to check it out on YouTube when you have a chance. And the song is just very much of the era. So let's see what people think of "Can't Touch a Flame When It's Red Hot."
All right. You can
hear all the imperfections in the videotape that I pulled this from.
That's from the videotape.
Yeah. Yes.
That's from the old videotape.
VHS.
What are they dressed? Are they in their uniforms? Or
In part. But then, they're playing horns. They're singing. And, it's really corny. Just definitely.
Yeah. And that's late 80s.
Yeah.
No question about
yeah.
it. All right. That's pretty funny to say the Flames. Okay, what's next?
Another group. It's 157. Another group closer to home that did the thing was a group called the Chicago Six.
Oh, yes.
And this featured Hawks players Troy Murray, WGN's
Troy.
Only.
Yes.
Kurt Frazier and Gary Nyland, along with WGN's Dan Hampton,
yeah.
Walter Payton, and Dave Duerson from the Chicago Bears. They put out a 45 and did a concert at the UIC Pavilion. And this song we're going to hear is them doing the theme from the Chicago Six.
All right, theme from the Chicago Six. Here we go.
Chicago Six. Chicago Six. If you wanna get your kicks, call on the Chicago.
Can we pull the verses out that Troy is singing?
Troy just did more background stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Played a little tambourine.
I'm going to mention that the next time I see Troy Murray.
Do that.
Yeah, I'm sure
he'll
be thrilled.
He turns red.
Yeah. All right, the Chicago Six. What else we got?
Well, this is the 10th anniversary of the first cup, of the more recent
cups. Coming up, yeah.
And at the ceremony, Chris Versteeg, at the cup ceremony, he sang an original rap. This is track 154, and let's remind everyone what Chris Versteeg sounded like when he decided to spend the weekend drinking.
Yeah, those rallies are kind of special.
Yeah,
here we go.
Every time I dive in my pool, it's hard to be humble. Well, I do a breaststroke through an underground tunnel and come up on the other side in a jacuzzi, being greeted by two girls that are wearing my jersey. They give me lots of hugs and kisses, and they ask me what my wish is. I say, go and get your friends, because there's gonna be a party. And in the end, the Stanley Cup is a dream, and I'm like, yes, the party.
You know, they could have got up there and said anything, and the crowd would have gone nuts. And they kind of did.
They did.
That was him doing a song by LMFAO.
Yeah.
That's just...
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's Chris Versteeg, and they just won the Stanley Cup.
Well, then in 2015,
yeah,
he and Joakim Nordstrom, they did a Macklemore and Ryan Lewis song. Do we have time?
Yeah, this will be the last one.
153. Okay. They did And We Danced at that rally.
Yeah.
And we danced and we cried and we laughed and had a really, really, really good time. Take my hand. Let's have a blast and remember this moment for the rest of our lives. Our lives.
Our lives.
Our lives.
Our lives.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Tonight.
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 Tonight. Because tonight is the night, am I right?
Dance!
I miss Chris Versteeg.
Let's see if we have another rally this year.
Yeah, let's see. I hope we have another rally this year. Those are fun. Those are fun. I was only at one of them, and that was the one. It was, you know, the other, the 13 and 15 were at Grant Park.
Grant Park.
I was at the one on Michigan.
Oh, that was 2010, the one on right
Avenue,
there, just south
right
of the
by
river.
The bridge. Yeah, yeah, right down the street.
Right, exactly.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. It was a good time, though. But I'm looking forward to hockey season. You like hockey, right?
I love hockey.
Yeah, and we have all the games right here on 720 WGN starting on Friday in Prague. Okay. Rick, always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Really quickly, we're going to have you back in November to do a potpourri of different sports.
We'll do I've got all kinds of sports other than the big ones that we always, but there's some great names, so we'll have some fun.
It'll be great. Okay, thank you, Rick. All right, we'll take a break, and news is coming up.